Welcome to Girl Genius Radio Theater, where every week we bring you stories of adventure, romance, and mad science based on the popular comic book series Girl Genius. You can read new pages of Girl Genius for free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. Tonight's radio play is entitled Minor Heroes, written by Phil and Kaya Folio, performed live for the attendees of the science fiction convention NorwestCon by the stunning crew of Airship Entertainment. Kaya Folio, Phil Folio, Savannah Goodwin, and Cheyenne Wright. And now, Minor Heroes.
It is a world ruled by mad science. Boy, it is a world where the laws of probability have been reset. A world where the unthinkable is an everyday occurrence. A world where anything can happen. So go ahead. Ask that cute thing sitting next to you if they'd like a drink after the show. You've never had a better chance. And if you succeed, thank
Girl Genius!
In our last episode, Agatha and her companions crossed the Emperor of Alta. Yeah. And Zetha, lost princess of the lost city of Scafanda, were visiting the fortress of Blue Mice, where they, along with their host, Dr. Bonefish, discovered that they had been reduced to a fraction of their former size. And apparently the culprit is none other than Agatha's nemesis, Othar Trigvasson.
If Othar is responsible for shrinking us down, we're in trouble. He's completely insane.
Your pardon, Lady Heterdine, but I'd always heard that Herr Trigvasson was a hero.
Oh, he is. No doubt about it. Just ask him. But he's convinced that all the problems of the world stem from people with the spark, so he's decided that the best solution is to kill us all.
Let me see if I understand this. He thinks all the problems in Europe are caused by mad scientists that build all the monsters.
Uh-huh.
The mad scientists who vie with each other to see who can turn the population into bats or clams or inanimate objects the quickest.
Yes.
The raiding lunatics who set off volcanoes and unleash flash floods upon innocent cities.
Are you going somewhere with this?
Othar wants to destroy these people, and you think he's insane.
Yes, he wants me to be his sidekick. Can you believe it? And when he's not doing that, he's trying to kill me.
So where is he? I heard him, but I don't see him.
Trust, he would appear to be almost a kilometer tall. Look up!
I don't see anything.
No! Higher! Higher!
Lower!
He's hanging from the windowsill.
Whoa! One hammer coming up.
Not to put you in any trouble, but there is this giant frog out here.
I'm sure I'll regret this, but haul him in.
You see? She's crazy about me.
Are you responsible for shrinking us down?
Ah, noticed that, did you? Yes, I'm afraid so. It was all part of my master plan to free the countries out of the evil tyranny of Dr. Bonefish.
Look, you can go down to the impaling chamber right now and see for yourself all of those bloodstains are bone dry. I have reformed. I'm a new man. Turning people inside out and sideways is wrong, and I can stop whenever I want to.
That is what you said 2 months ago. And what happened?
They opened a church in the Holy Pamphlet training camp right next door. I had them knocking on my door every half an hour. It's not like I enjoy it, you know. I wore out 5 sets of disemboweling blades. You know how much those things cost?
You should buy them in bulk.
Shrinking!
Ah, yes! Well, the master of the fortress of Blue Mice has an expensive anti-intruder system. So I figured the best thing to do would simply shrink the fortress down to the point where all I had to do was hit it with a large hammer.
So what went wrong?
Well, just as I activated the machine, I saw Agatha's dirigible moored to the North Tower. I figured the least I could do was give her a final chance to become my spunky girl sidekick, keeping in mind that the alternative was getting mashed, with great reluctance, I'll admit, to have said large hammer. Thus, I began to scale the walls of the fortress. Unfortunately, I seem to have set the timer incorrectly. And so was shrunk with the rest of you. So what's your answer, Agatha? Will you join me in a life of adventure and daring do, or will you again refuse, leaving me no alternative but to smash you flat?
No pressure.
Normally I'd take the hammer without a second thought, but aren't you forgetting something? You've shrunk yourself down along with the rest of us.
Ha-ha! Never let it be said that Othar Trigvasson cannot adapt a plan to changing circumstances. Don't move!
He's hitting me with a hammer!
I realize it'll take a bit longer this way! But be patient, I'll get to all of you!
I think not! Face me, Cretan!
Really? What are you going to do? What kind of hammers are those?
These are Scaphander dueling hammers, and long has it been since I have danced the kata of Paul, Peen, and Claw. Defend yourself!
You can't be serious! Ow! Ow!
They come from a proud race of carpenters. Stand back. During a battle of honor, the judges have to wear a raincoat.
Ew.
You know, as much as I'd enjoy watching Othar get his head nailed in, we might need him to operate this machine of his.
It's always something, isn't it? All right, Zitha, hold off.
But I was just about to deliver the coup de sledge.
Maybe later. Okay, Othar, where's this machine of yours? We need to reverse the shrinking effect.
Oh! Can you do that?
Can't you?
I don't know! I've never really tried! You must remember I developed the shrink ray as a weapon! I wasn't planning on restoring anything to normal size.
I see. Okay, Zitha, he's all yours!
Wait, I know how to solve the problem.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, no, you don't. If I tell you, what's to stop you from killing me? You take me to the machine and I'll operate it.
I don't believe it! He's gotten smarter!
What? I'd never kill him like that.
Of course not! You're secretly in love with me. But I don't trust your cat.
Really, really smart.
Right, you get to come along. So, where's the machine?
Just on the other side of the moat. You should be able to see it from this window over here.
At our current size, that's almost 20 kilometers away.
And it's on some sort of tripod. There's no way we'll get it up there.
Nonsense. Nothing simpler. We can take my dirigible.
I'm afraid not, actually.
What did you do to my dirigible?
Nothing! Honest, I thought it would be a shame to destroy such a magnificent vehicle.
He planned on stealing it so he didn't shrink it. So much for that.
Actually, Little Heterodyne, I believe I can be of assistance. Scribs! Unlock the targeting wheel!
Ah, very good, sir.
Hey, I thought that was a solid wall.
I should hope so. Squibs, set to new coordinates. 20 kilometers, did you say? 20.05.
20.05.
And put the azimuth at 1.65.
1.65, ready.
This will help how?
You see, I trust you'll forgive me letting ahead of time, but following my orders, Squibs has placed you in the ballista room.
The what?
Oh, come, Lady Heterodyne. Surely you've had guests at Castle Heterodyne who've never seemed disposed to leave.
You've never been there.
Why, no.
Trust me, people wanting to stay, not a big problem.
But we're in all the guidebooks. The mice, you know?
Wait, am I to understand that you're going to fire this entire room at the machine and hope we hit it?
I hardly ever miss.
Okay.
Sounds perfect!
Ready to fire!
Squibs, you're going along with this?
Are you kidding? This is what I do on my day off.
Was he always like this? Heavens no! Years ago, I replaced Mr. Squibs' brain with that of a flying squirrel. I count it as one of my greatest successes. Fire!
Well, Agatha and company reach Othar's machine. Can Othar really reverse the effects of the shrink ray? Does Mr. Squibs eat anything other than peanut butter? For the answers to these and other questions we couldn't be bothered to think of, catch the next exciting adventure of Agatha Heterodyne,
Girl Genius!
For more adventure, romance, and mad science, read the Eisner Award-nominated Girl Genius comic book. New pages are made available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. This radio play is released under the Creative Commons No Derivatives license, which means that you can play it at parties. You can even give copies of it to your friends, but you can't sell it, and you can't make your own productions. Girl Genius is a registered trademark of Studio Folio, LLC.